Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Today we'll look at some historically strong residential construction numbers this year in Bella Vista. We'll also check in on Fort Smith and the opening of the third year of the Unexpected Project. And later, recognizing the C-suite. Those details in a few moments. We begin today, though, with more good news from the residential real estate sector, specifically in Bella Vista, where there's a small boom going on in home building activity. Through the first 6 months of the year, the city has issued 86 residential building permits, totaling $23.1 million. Now, for some perspective, that's just 13 fewer permits than the city issued in all of 2016. And in the first 6 months of 2015, Bella Vista issued just 30 residential building permits. What's fueling the growth? I spoke with Sherry Limley, who is the principal broker for Krylak Realtors in Bella Vista. She said Bella Vista has been slower to rebound from the economic downturn, but builders are finally starting to take notice of greater opportunities in the city. Where other cities are struggling with a shortage of lots, Limley says there are about 650 lots for sale in Bella Vista. She also said the opening in May of a new section of the Bella Vista Bypass Corridor, known as Highway 549, should make residential lots on the far western edge of Bella Vista more desirable because of better accessibility. For more perspective, as well as some additional data on residential building in Bella Vista, be sure and check out the story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. The third annual edition of an arts and murals festival known as the Unexpected Project is going on this week in downtown Fort Smith, welcoming thousands of local and tourist visitors. The week-long event opened last Saturday night. Steve Clark, the CEO of ProPAC and the founder of the Unexpected Project, said Governor Asa Hutchinson will be in Fort Smith this Friday to view the work of Laquina, a London-based artist who is transforming the public area of the Sebastian County Juvenile Detention Center. Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist Rex Nelson sat down with Roby Brock recently to discuss the Unexpected Project and its impact on Fort Smith, where the downtown area, Nelson said, continues to make a comeback.
The Unexpected will be having its third year next week. What is it? Will you bring these world-class, I mean truly world-class artists from all over the world, and they do their works of art on the sides of buildings, or silos in the case of OK Foods right. last year, and it is really incredible. It's worth a trip any day to Fort Smith to drive around downtown and see those. And that's a place I'm going to be doing a series of columns out of Fort Smith, and I think also a longer essay for the Perspective cover. For a lot of people, particularly in central Arkansas, it's always been kind of strange to me, Roby, that Fort Smith is our second largest city in
That's
the
right.
state, and yet it's kind of out of sight and out of mind for a lot of people in central Arkansas. They think of Northwest Arkansas, Benton and Washington counties, but Fort Smith has a lot of stuff going on downtown right now. That is a truly exciting, like Hot Springs area, where a downtown is coming back with new restaurants, new downtown living, things of that sort. You're seeing that in Fort Smith.
Yeah, and there's a lot of communities spirit there too. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of things in downtown. There's a lot of festivals and a lot of activity. It's just not uncommon when I'm in Fort Smith, which is regularly for our business, just as people are walking up and down the streets.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
more new restaurants
pedestrian
coming
state.
To Garrison Avenue.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish the capital city, Little Rock, had an avenue as wide as Garrison. You know, one of the widest streets, maybe the widest street in the state of Arkansas. And I just love that view coming in from Oklahoma and having Immaculate Conception Church on the end and the old First National Bank building over there on the right.
Yeah. It's iconic. And then all that artwork that you talked about with The Unexpected mm-hmm. has just made it even a bigger
and there'll be more
thrilling surprise
in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
The Unexpected Project in Fort Smith is wrapping up this weekend, but there's still time to visit the downtown area. For some background on what you can expect to find and the artists involved, be sure and read our reporting on the festival at our sister website at talkbusiness.net. We'll have more right after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
For the third time, the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal will recognize the region's top executives for their contribution and commitment to the community and their outstanding professional performance. Our third annual C-Suite Awards will recognize CEO, CFO, COO, CMO, and other top-level leaders in Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith Metro. Any C-Suite-level executive at a for-profit or nonprofit company may be nominated. This year's honorees will be profiled in the October 16th issue of the Business Journal, and we'll also honor the winners at an awards luncheon on October 17th at the 21C Museum Hotel in downtown Bentonville. The nomination deadline is fast approaching, so get those into us. You can make your nominations under the Best in Class tab at nwabusinessjournal.com. That's nwabusinessjournal.com, then click on the Best in Class tab. The nomination deadline is Friday, August the 18th. And that does it for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.